This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post. Four Reasons I'm Thankful for Tragedy by Rachel Ryan. 10 years ago, I never would have thought I'd write a post about being thankful for tragedy. But as I reflect back on the summer I slammed into a boat dock during a tubing accident, I have more positive emotions than negative ones. I'm okay with and even grateful for that time because it has taught me the blessings that arise out of hardship. As we continue to find ourselves in a place of uncertainty with COVID-19, I hope these lessons will help you adopt a renewed perspective on the challenges we all currently face. Here are four reasons I'm thankful for tragedy. Number one, tragedy brings people together. That summer had been about coming together. My dad's family, including 16 grandkids, 6 aunts and uncles, plus spouses and grandparents, all rented a cabin on the lake. We'd wanted to do that for a while, and July 2010 gave us the opportunity. But after the day my 12-year-old cousin and I had our fateful tubing accident, I saw my family come together in ways a tragedy-free week on the lake never could have replicated. I saw relationships heal. People who hadn't talked to each other beyond surface level, or maybe ever, have long conversations in the waiting room of the hospital. I saw people who normally held their reservations about each other let their walls down and work together to care for us, delivering salads and smoothies to the ICU. It was nice to spend significant time with family whom I don't get to see often enough, but what was even better was the emotional distance that was bridged as we came together through this tragedy. Number two, tragedy is an opportunity for rest. That year had been the most stressful season of my life up to that point. It was my final semester of college, and I wound up taking 20 hours of classes to finish my degree, not to mention newspaper, chorus, work, intramurals, and every other extracurricular I could squeeze into my schedule. After graduation, I was ready for a long summer's nap. Tragedy gave me the time that I needed. The only thing I was expected to do that summer was heal. I didn't have to read, work, write papers, or worry about bills, just lie in the hospital bed and listen to my doctors. Even then, I remember thinking what a gift it was to be able to simply rest. Number three, tragedy facilitates healing. The obvious concern was for my physical healing. My cousin and I both broke our femurs, and I also broke my foot, ankle, pelvis, and rib. We both needed time to sleep, rehab, and heal. But beyond the physical healing, there were spiritual wounds I suddenly had time to address. My breakneck pace of life had injured me in ways I didn't understand. I lived with considerable amounts of anxiety buzzing in the background of my life, and the opportunity to slow down and consider what I was doing, why, and whether I should be doing other things was an unexpected gift afforded through tragedy. Number four, tragedy is an opportunity for growth. I am stronger now than I was before the accident. I was active then, but now I'm far more motivated. My doctor predicted I'd need a knee and/or hip replacement by the time I was 30. I turned 30 last summer, and though I'm currently dealing with a torn meniscus and I'm in physical therapy, I'm nowhere near needing a new joint. I spent the last 10 years exercising regularly, trying new ways when one became too difficult, and building strength so I can avoid my doctor's worst predictions and make the most of my new post-injured life. Turns out, even with a titanium rod, I can still run, skip, squat, and jump. I just need modifications from time to time. I'm not signing up for a marathon, but I'm also not missing out on life. This is where I'm at, and I'm thankful. My tragedy gave me the perseverance I needed to grow. It forced me to recognize strengths and work to overcome my weaknesses. I'm a better, stronger, more motivated version of me because of this season of struggle. Today marks a season of struggle for many of us with financial loss, loneliness, and physical suffering. COVID-19 has affected millions of people in a myriad of ways. But one day I pray you will look back on the season with gratitude. The times we're hurting are the times we draw together. In being forced to slow down, we are given time to rest and heal, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Our struggles build strength and provide opportunities for our growth. In the midst of this global pandemic, I pray you will look beyond the surface and see that we still have so many reasons to be thankful. Call to action. What's a challenging circumstance you've experienced in the past that later turned out to be a gift? How does seeing how God worked it for good help you hold on to hope through our current crisis? About the author. Rachel Ryan is a former stay-at-home mom and freelance writer. She now teaches English at a public high school in Wilson County, Tennessee, where she and her daughter live. Rachel enjoys reading spiritual nonfiction, eating dark chocolate, and taking walks with her daughter Olivia and their two dogs, Ridley and Bella. After she adjusts to her first year of teaching, she'll pick back up on her blog, ahopefulword.com. You can visit her site at ahopefullword.com or connect with her on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you.